Back now with Day to Day. The Vatican announced this week that it's going to make it harder to become a saint. The late Pope John Paul II elevated more people to sainthood than all his predecessors combined. The Vatican Sainthood Office is now finding it hard to deal with the backlog. With us now is Father James Martin. He's a writer and acting publisher of the Jesuit magazine America. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
So I understand there are some 2,200 cases pending. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And it's, you can imagine it's a lot of paperwork for each of those cases because it's paperwork that's supposed to cover each of the saint-to-be's life.
So what does it take to become a saint?
Well, it's a pretty exhaustive process. I mean, it starts with the local level. You have to have, first, a reputation for what they call heroic sanctity. So, you know, living a good life, a holy life. You have to have a sort of local devotion. People on the local level have to, you know, think you're worthwhile to be sort of passed on to Rome. The bishop has to pass on that. And then once they send it to the Vatican, there's a huge investigative process. It's pretty exhaustive. And then to become a blessed, which is the first step, you need one miracle. And then for canonization, when you're called a saint, you need another miracle. So it's really, it's a pretty arduous process. And for a lot of the saints, it takes decades, if not sometimes centuries.
Mm-hmm. So at least two miracles.
At least two miracles. Yeah, more would be nice.
And what counts as a miracle?
Well, usually they're healing miracles, medical miracles, and it's very strict. I mean, they have to be permanent, it has to be instantaneous, it has to be medically verifiable, and it cannot be attributable to any other treatment. So anyone who's cured can't simply have just improved, or you can't have a relapse, and you can't have sought any other medical treatment in the process. So you can't say, well, I've had treatment for cancer, and I prayed to this saint, and suddenly I'm healed. That doesn't really count. So it's pretty strict.
How do they perform these miracles?
Well, I mean, the idea is that they're in heaven, and they're the person on earth who's sick is asking for their help, is asking for them to what we call intercede for us, and so they would be praying to God for healing. And the idea is that it's proof that the person is in heaven. So we're praying this to them, to the saints, the same way we would ask for the prayers of someone on earth to pray for us. And, you know, the proof is that the person's healed, which I think is pretty good proof.
So are there any big names waiting to be beatified?
Well, the big ones, Mother Teresa is beatified, and she's sort of on the fast track to canonization. And then John Paul, he's another one everyone talks about. He's not beatified yet. So, you know, I think what the Vatican's trying to do is remind people that the same rules and regulations that were in effect previously are still in effect. And, you know, under John Paul, so many people were canonized. People thought, well, maybe they watered down the rules. And this new document is reminding people that the same very, very strict rules are still in effect.
So did he water down the rules?
No, he didn't. What happened was, though, he really wanted to canonize a lot of people in order to sort of recognize people from different countries that had not had saints before. So, you know, it's not a question of sort of creating holy people. It's just sort of recognizing them. And he wanted to recognize the ones from different countries, especially in the developing world. But there were so many, I think, that there were sort of suspicions and worries that the process had gotten watered down. And there, you know, one of the cardinals had mentioned that there were problems with it and that there were some errors made. But they're being pretty discreet about that. But I think this is more or less a reminder of the strictness of the rules.
Now, one of the controversial people on the waiting list would be Pope Pius XII.
He is very controversial.
Yeah, very. And you know, a lot of Jewish people saying, we don't think you should be a saint accused of being indifferent to the Holocaust when he was pope.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with that controversy?
Well, I mean, it's sort of stalled, I think, because of that. And, you know, there are a lot of people in the Vatican that think he did a great job in terms of negotiating and doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes, but then the opposing group would say, and, you know, including some Catholics, would say that he didn't do enough and he should have raised his voice. So, you know, that's a situation where the canonization is not only, you know, has theological import, but it has a lot of political import. So, you know, if the Vatican canonizes Pius XII, I think it'll really infuriate a lot of Jewish leaders. And, you know, and it might anger some Catholics. So they're being very careful with that procedure. I think another controversial figure would be Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was martyred in 1980 in El Salvador. And, you know, he was very much a proponent of liberation theology, which is not very well liked these days in the Vatican. But, of course, he's a martyr. And so you have this very difficult situation for the Vatican of recognizing someone who espoused something that they're not crazy about, but who was killed for the faith. I mean, directly as a result of speaking up for the faith. So he's he's pretty controversial. It'll be interesting to see what happens with him.
So there's a sainthood office in the Vatican. Does the current Pope, Pope Benedict, does he have veto power?
Oh, yeah, he does. He has veto power almost over almost everything in the Vatican. So, you know, if they propose someone to him that he doesn't like, he can veto them. But that's really unusual because, you know, by the time it gets to the canonization level, the Pope is pretty, you know, well aware of the different candidates.
And who's a favorite of yours? Who do you think should be canonized?
Oh, I definitely think Pope John the 23rd should be canonized. He's the guy who started the Second Vatican Council. He was very open to the world. He's kind of, I would say, the darling of a lot of liberal Catholics, and I consider myself one of those. And I just thought he was a great pope and, you know, holds out a lot of hope and appeal for people. His cause is a little bit stalled as well, but I've already started to pray to him. You know, we'll see. Maybe if I get a miracle out of him, it'll help him.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
That's Father James Martin, author of the book My Life with the Saints.